Welcome to Tribecast. I'm Forrest Walden, founder and CEO of Iron Tribe Fitness. And on this podcast, I am going to help you find your tribe and maximize your life. All right, guys. So last episode, we talked about all the work it takes to set up a foundation for your life across body, being, and balance to fuel your business aspirations. And I left you with a lot of homework. You should be coming to this episode with your fact maps. Do you have them? Do you have your four fact maps for body, fruit, feelings, focus, and facts? Your four fact maps for being, four for balance, four for business? If you don't, stop, go back to episode two, listen to it again, and come to this one with your fact maps filled out. I do not want this podcast to be another mental masturbation session for you. And if that word jars you, like it did me the first time I heard it, then it may be because it's true. Do you take in all kinds of information? Do you love new ideas? Do you have a stack of to read that you can't ever get through because every time someone recommends a new book, you immediately order it on Amazon, stop what you're reading and start reading that new book? Are you a podcast junkie, jumping from one to another, only to feel like you can't keep up with everything that's out there? Well, that's me, and you are not alone. And this year, one of my resolves has been to slow down the amount of information that I'm consuming and really focus on executing what's being delivered to me. So I hope if you're listening to this podcast that resonates with you, this won't just be another mental masturbation session where you're putting all this information in your mind and you feel like you're moving forward because you're learning new things, and yet you're not actually doing the work. And a month from now, 6 months from now, 12 months from now, it will have made no difference whether you listen to this information or not. So I challenge you to have your fact maps done. This will take a little bit of time. It took me, as I mentioned in the last episode, I took the whole week between Christmas and New Year's and did this process. So do your fact maps, build the foundation, quit looking for the easy button so that you can set up an impossible game that in 12 months will blow away anything that you even thought was possible. All right, so we talked about the problem. The problem was we lie to ourselves, lies of commission and omission, and we talked about the possibility. So that opens up a challenge for us as we go into this process, and here it is. Most people won't look at the truth. They just won't do it. They won't look and say, what is really the fruit of my life? And so then anything that we try to produce will be driven by fiction if we won't look at the facts. Truth establishes the facts as they are today. So that's the first challenge. Will you really look at the facts? Did you do your fact maps? Challenge one. Challenge two is one of the consequences of being a liar. And again, let me unpack what I'm saying by being a liar. It's not being real about where I am, where I've been, and where I want to go. So the consequence of that is that I actually compress the capacity of who I am as an individual to the point that I have lost vision and the capacity to dream. I'm going to say that again. When I lie to myself, when you lie to yourself over and over about where I am currently, where I've been, even what I've accomplished, either minimizing it or maximizing it, and then where I want to go, that line compresses the capacity of who I am as who you are as an individual to the point that we lose the ability to have vision and the capacity to dream. Have you ever been in that place? I have. Very dark place where I launched the brand. We were taking over the world. We were selling franchises. We were growing like crazy. We were adding headcount at our corporate office. And then realities changed and it got hard. And scaling a business and all the things that go with it really drove me to the point where I was questioning my own decisions. I didn't have clarity I wasn't honoring self-commitments. I started listening to stories and lies in my head, and I wondered why I couldn't dream anymore. I wondered why the vision that always came so easily to me in the beginning, it seemed like I couldn't see 5 feet in front of my face. And ultimately, what I've realized is I was building my foundation on lies. Lies about where I was, lies about where I had been, and ultimately lies about where I wanted to go with the business and in my personal life as a consequence of that. So, liars create a story that says the finish line is abundance and having enough. So if you can visualize this circle, and at the top of the circle, you have abundance. At the bottom of the circle, you have scarcity or lack. And in the middle of the circle, this entire life, this entire story is driven by a story that says life is supposed to be experienced as good. And good is equated to having enough, which is abundance. And we're taught our whole lives this. Our whole life, we're taught this principle that we should have a good life, which means I'm in abundance and I have enough. And I think especially as a Christian, we are taught that wanting more than enough is a super negative thing. I think about Luke 12, one of my favorite parables, where you have a rich man and he has a very productive field and his barns are full. And he looks at his fields, he looks at his barns, and he said, "What should I do?" And he said, "I know what I'll do. I'll tear down my barn and I'll build a bigger barn. And then I can lay up all that I want for myself." Chapter 12, verse 19. He said, and then I looked and I said, "Self, you have many goods laid up for many years. Eat, drink, and be merry." Very next verse, Jesus said, "You fool. This very night, your soul will be required of you. And then what will you do with all these things you've laid up for yourself?" And that, I could unpack that forever. I mean, his sin was not in the fact that he had a successful business. His sin was not in the fact that he was expanding his business, tearing down his barn, building a bigger barn. The sin was, once he had abundance, what did he do? He focused on himself. He relaxed. He drank. He was merry. He wasn't generous. He wasn't giving. He wasn't serving. But it's so easy to walk away from that parable and think, "Oh man, money is the root of all evil. I shouldn't want more. I shouldn't expand my business. I shouldn't be looking for expansion in my life across all these different areas, because ultimately I should be satisfied with what I have." And so breaking out of that pattern, breaking out of that story that life is supposed to experience as good and having enough, I think is very powerful, because once you have enough, it sets up a problem for you, because you lose the ability to vision and dream again. Because if your life is, the story is having enough is the focus of your life. Well, what happens when you get there? You get comfortable and you drift, and you either take your foot off the gas or you actually slam on the brakes, burn your business down, burn your life down to put yourself back into scarcity because you're bored. And again, I don't know if you've experienced that in your life. I know I've been through that cycle tons of times, building, burning, building, burning, building, burning. And when I have something that's built and it's going great and I have abundance in my life, either through my subconscious or intentionally, I let off the gas or I slam on the brake or both, and I drive myself back down into scarcity, because in scarcity, I can allow myself to dream and to create vision and to build. But in abundance, I'm bored. And to be honest, I'm actually a little bit guilty, because if I'm only exposed to experience a life that's good and I've got abundance, well, then I better drive myself back down into scarcity. So I think one thing we need to realize is having a good life is a story. And let's replace that story with the purpose is not just to have enough. It's not to say that when I have enough, then I'll be happy. Because when it's easy, it's easy to create the goal that enough is the goal when you don't have enough. and let me go back. When you're in scarcity and you're building and things are hard, man, it's easy to be driven by the story of having enough is what I want. But when you get there, what happens then? You lose that ability. You lose that vision. You lose that drive. So I want to replace that story of my life is supposed to be meant as good with my life is about expansion and prosperity. So we've not only been taught to lie about where we've been, we've talked about that exhaustively, but we have been held back from the next experience, which is prosperity. So in that circle, if abundance is enough and scarcity is lack, let's take another arrow coming out of that circle to a whole nother circle called prosperity, and that's progress. Or another way of saying progress, growth and expansion. Growth and expansion to what? To a bigger future. The purpose of having enough is not the target. The purpose is growth and expansion, and the high that you get from prosperity makes the high you got from chasing good seem silly. There's a limit in abundance. There's a limit to what you can create. There's a limit to what you can achieve. There is no limit in the pursuit of prosperity. And when I say prosperity, I'm not talking about Lamborghinis and mansions. The number of dollars in your bank account is simply an indicator of the value that you're creating in your business. So I'm certainly not hung up on numbers and dollars. Really, what I'm just talking about here is just growth. Who do you have to become? How much do you have to expand in your leadership to build what you're called to build in your life? Once I've established a foundation of the truth inside these fact maps, now I get to build my vision. And my vision is a journey and a possibility, and it moves me to a place that is way beyond my current blueprint. Remember, we talked about the Russian dolls in the last episode. I challenge you to think of yourself like that little teeny tiny doll. And what I'm trying to get you to do is break up, open your box, take you and put you inside that bigger version of yourself so that you can create a future that you're excited about. That vision creates a life that makes our worst day in the future better than our best day now. And it goes two directions. You got to look back and you got to look forward. So last episode, we talked about where we are and we examined, man, what are the feelings I have linked up to that? And we looked at the focus. What was the focus that drove those feelings, that drove those results? And now we've got to take that same process and look forward. And this will require us to deal with the issue that we've forgotten how to dream. We've forgotten how to have vision. We've forgotten how to pursue a life that is more and bigger than anything that we've ever had before. And why is that? Because we need to read a Jim Collins book on how to create vision to get the right people on the bus. And all. No, because we've become addicted to a game between scarcity and abundance. Just a circuitous route on that circle over and over. Build, burn, build, burn. So we've become addicted to that game when the truth is we were designed, we were created, we were built to become addicted to the game of abundance and prosperity for the rest of our lives. And that has been one of the most fundamental changes in my life to allow myself to realize I wasn't built for good. I wasn't built for enough. I was built for expansion. Life is expansion. You're growing, you're dying, you're ripe, or you rot. There's no in between. The sooner you realize that, the faster you can go forward and build a life that matters across body, across being, across balance, across business. All right, so let's talk about the purpose of life. We have to change the way that we think in order to pull all of this stuff off. So, first principle, the purpose of life is expansion. New results across all four domains of your life, body, being, balance, and business. You becoming a bigger version of yourself. And how do you do that? Through acquiring mindsets, skill sets, patterns, and behaviors. But it all starts with a story that says my life is about expansion. And I need to be about the business of expanding Forest every single day. Number two, today's abundance becomes tomorrow's scarcity. So I like to equate everything to working out. Let's say you're going to the gym and you're going to deadlift 300 pounds. And that's a heavy weight for you. But after a few months of good programming and good technique and doing deadlifts repeatedly in your program, all of a sudden 300 pounds is just not that hard anymore. A weight that used to really push you to your limit is actually now a pretty easy weight. And that is an example of everything that you encounter in your life. Whatever you produce today that is new and is exciting will become old and normal and easy no matter how big or great it is. So in my example, deadlift, first time you hit 300, man, it's a big deal. Might even take a pic for Instagram. I just deadlifted 300 pounds. Pretty soon you realize 300, man, there's, you know, girls who do 300 pounds for warm-up. Like, it's not that big a deal. And all of a sudden you're setting a new target. And so this big thing, 300 pounds, man, it's just not even that big a deal anymore. I'm going for 400, right? And when you hit 400, same process. It's fun for a minute. You hit that goal, you better set up the next goal. And why is that? Your life was meant to constantly be about progress. And that's not a situation where, oh man, you're just not celebrating your victories. You're not enjoying the progress. Yes, that's certainly part of that. We'll talk about it. But here's the deal. If you don't set up that next goal, you're going to drift and drift hard. So today's abundance becomes tomorrow's scarcity. That's true in every domain in your life. Number one, purpose of life is expansion. Number two, today's abundance becomes tomorrow's scarcity. And number three, you must die to be reborn. This is true in being, obviously, with Christianity. As you see in the scriptures over and over, Christ calls us to die to ourselves, to literally be reborn to new life in Him. But that's not what I'm talking about here. We will talk about that in this podcast. But what I'm talking about here is dying to who you are today, the box that you're in today, the Russian doll that you are today, dying to that version of yourself to be reborn with new capacities, with new mindsets, with new skill sets. And so the only way to play this game is to die and be reborn, because the game is impossible. When you set up impossible games, the only way you can achieve those outcomes is to die and be reborn to a new possibility. So if you are playing a game of possibility, like if you were setting up targets in 12 months that you know you can reach today, if you're scared to put out big targets that might drive a story of you're going to fail, you're playing a possible game. And a possible game is a game of losers. And that's not why you're listening to this podcast. That's not why what I'm telling you and what I'm teaching you is resonating so deeply right now, because you want to set up impossible games. You want to create a life that is bigger than anything you've ever allowed yourself to dream. And so in order to do that, you have to be about expansion. You have to know your abundance will become tomorrow's scarcity. You have to embrace the fact that you have to die to be reborn. And then finally, fourth, that the game itself is impossible. So that's what I'm going to teach you, how to set up an impossible game. Okay, so we've talked about the problem. We've talked about the possibility. And remember, as a recap, problem, we're liars. We don't tell the truth to ourselves. We lie commission, omission. We will always be limited by the story we tell ourselves about ourselves. Then we talked about the possibility, how it's possible to accomplish more in the next 12 months than you've ever given yourself the opportunity to believe before. Now let's talk about some of the principles of production. Number one, you must be specific in your language and in your commitments. If you can imagine a teeter-totter and there's a fulcrum in the middle, on one side, we have the word goals. On the other side, we have the word targets. Most of the time when I hear people talking about goals, they're very generic and ultimately they're wishes. They're not written down. And I would sum up goals for most people to fall into the category of I might. Words like wish, try, hope show up a lot on the goal side of the equation of this teeter-totter. On the other side, let's talk about targets. Very specific language, I will do. The language must be clear. So on the left side, I might, I wish, I try, I hope. On the right side, targets, I will do. It's going to be direct. It's going to be no bullcrap. It's going to be clear and compelling. So number one, if you want to leverage the production principles, you have to be specific in your language. Number two, it's got to be measurable. No wandering generalities here, only meaningful specifics. Generalities, the reason we do that is because it gives you wiggle room to not hold yourself accountable and to be a wimp. Say things like, I want to lose a little weight and get in shape. What does that mean? How do you know if you've ever lost a little bit of weight and gotten in shape? It's not meaningful. It's not specific. There's not a deadline. Measurable comes down to, did you accomplish it? Yes or no. Not a story around, well, you see, what happened was, I hurt my ankle and then we went on vacation. No. I didn't ask you about your story. Did you hit your goal? Yes or no. No window for maybe. We use way too much softeners in our lives to make ourselves way too comfortable to let ourselves off the hook. That cannot continue. So number one, it has to be specific. Number two, it has to be measurable. Number three, it has to be significant. It must be a burning why inside of you, something that you are compelled to accomplish, and it must happen. You need to be lit on fire with desire for this thing, or you are not going to do what it takes. So many people tell me, Forrest, you're lucky, man. You're in the fitness business. You love fitness. Like, you found your thing. I hadn't found my thing. I don't even know what's significant in my life. I don't even know what I have a burning desire for. To which I say, I 100% do not believe you. You just haven't A, asked yourself the hard questions, and B, given yourself permission to dream. You say you don't know what you want. I say you're afraid to say what you want. You know what you want to accomplish. So it has to be significant. And fourth, it's got to be a comprehensive conversation. If you're listening to this podcast, look, I'm not here to just help you get your body into the best shape of your life, although we will certainly talk about that. Or to grow your business, although we'll certainly talk about that. No one-dimensional men here. A comprehensive conversation across body, across being, across balance, across business. The reason most of us set goals in body and business is because it's super, super easy to measure. I know what the scale says. I know what the body fat scale says. I know what the tape measure says. Where I am today, super easy to measure. Setting a specific goal with a timeline, super easy. And then, did I hit it or did I not hit it? Easy to do in business. I have a P&L. I have a balance sheet. I have cash reserves. I have CapEx. I have retained earnings. I have all these metrics that are easy to say, where am I today? Where do I want to go? And then, did I hit it? Now, being and balance requires a little bit more creativity and a little bit more intentionality around creating what you really want. The podcast that you are listening to right now began as a target for me in my being domain, believe it or not. So why is it being for me? Because I want to be able to have this conversation with more and more men, and I'm very limited on who I can go to coffee with and what groups I can speak to. But this way, I get to have this conversation with a downloadable instant message with anybody, anytime, anywhere. And I want to serve. I want to share the stories that are going on in my life. I want to unpack the lessons that the Lord has taught me. And this is something I've wanted to do and I've put off, partly because I said I didn't have time and partly because I said, who am I to start a podcast? What do I have original to say? So that's just an example, and I'm going to get further into my targets in the next process, but it has to be a comprehensive conversation, and it has to be driven by your morning routine. And we're going to talk about morning routines. It's key to what you're going to create in your life. Just know, I mean, my morning up at 4:55, in the weight room by 5:15, done by 6:30, straight into my devotion, and every part of my morning is scripted out. That's not for this podcast, but just know that becomes the doorway to opening up your future. The pursuit of prosperity can only be had if I'm pursuing a further game of expansion through specific language, measurable language, significant goals, targets that are a burning why for me and a comprehensive conversation across all four. All right, so let's sum all this verbiage up and let's give you your next homework assignment. You have your fact maps for where you are today. You have 16 of them. Cross body, you've got your fruit, where you are today. You've got your feelings, you link up to it. You got the focus that drove that behavior, and ultimately you got your facts on one side of the page, what's working in your body right now. On the other side, what's not working and needs to be improved. You've got that across all four domains. Now, we are going to say, what is that bigger future? What is that bigger box? Who is the man at the end of this year that I see on the mountain January 1st, 2020? Can you believe it's already, we're talking about 2020? Crazy, time is flying. So here's your assignment. I want you to visualize what is the target fruit in my life if it was ideal on January 1st, 2020, or whatever your time range is, March 1st, 2020. What would it look like in body? What would it look like in being, my relationship with God? What would that look like? Business, balance. And I challenge you to find a whiteboard. This is one I don't even want you to do in your journal. I want you to find a whiteboard. I actually used the mirrors in my home garage gym as I was working out and did this exercise back in December. It was profound. And I just want you to do a brainstorm and to do a mind map. Draw a circle and put body, and then just draw these little lines coming out of the circle, and just start really, you know, just processing what would be great outcomes for you. Would it be run a marathon? Would it be I want to be this weight, this body fat by the end of the year? Would it be I want to go do a Spartan race? Would just any number of things that you could do in your body, just brain dump onto that whiteboard. And you're going to do that in body. You're going to do that in balance. What would your marriage look like? And what is the absolute ideal vision in 12 months of what you want your marriage to look like? What you want your relationships with your kids to look like? Then in business, again, this one's pretty easy. That's why I started with the other two. But in your business, you know, what number, what take-home number do you want at the end of the year? Or what growth and revenue do you want at the end of the year? And then again, draw a circle, do business, and start writing out what your outcomes from there would be. And then step back from that. Once you've done that in all four categories, identify your top 3 to 5 and really do a comparison there of where you are, where you want to go. Look at those top 3 to 5, and ultimately, you're going to pick one fruit to say, the man I see January of 2020 on that mountain in the distance, this is what's going to be true of him in body. This is what's going to be true of him in business. This is what's going to be true in him in balance with his partner, spouse, with his posterity, kids. And ultimately, this is what's going to be true in being with myself and God. All right, so that's number two. Number one, establish your fruit. Number two, link up your feelings to your top fruit that you see. Just like we did on the fat maps of where we are, now we're going to do it with where we want to be. So I'll use my body as an example. I said the end of 2019, the man I see on the mountain is going to be 200 pounds at 8% body fat. That is a good looking dude. 200 pounds, 8%. That's lean. That's muscular. Like, that's the guy I see. So what are the feelings I link up to that? I link confidence to that. I link power to that. I link empowerment, momentum. And so you're going to do the same thing, the fruit and then the feelings. And then, you might have already guessed it, you're going to move into the focus. Do you remember what the focus is? What are the behaviors, the patterns, and the stories? What must be true such that my behavior, pattern, stories support the production that I'm committed to? So for me, 200 pounds at 8%, well, that required that I got my diet in order. I actually hired a coach this year to write my nutrition and my training. I added a few more bodybuilding sessions in my garage in addition to my iron tribe classes. I had to say, all right, here's what my focus is going to be. Here's my behaviors. I'm moving my training time to 5:15 a.m. Nothing's going to get in the way of it. I'm removing the story that at almost 43 years old, I can't hit those numbers, and I'm replacing it with a new story. So there's your focus on where you want to go. And then finally, you're going to do facts. Now, this one's different. It is not what's working and what's not working like we did before. This one is, again, line down the middle of the paper. One side, on the left, what do I need to learn? On the right side, what do I need to leverage? So let's start with learn. There's gold that I must go find in order to become that man on the mountain. I already gave you an example of me and my body. I know there's people out there who know a lot more about this stuff than I do, even though I've been doing it 30 years. So I hired a coach. I got on a diet plan. I went out and found the best supplementation that I should be taking. There's stuff out there you're going to have to learn. In my business, I'm currently in a Facebook marketing course because I need to expand my digital marketing skills. What do you need to learn to achieve that man you see on the top of the hill? And then on the other side, leverage. We all have gold and weapons at our disposal that we're not using. So look across your body, look across your being, look at these things you already have. Are there resources you have that you haven't maximized? Are there relationships you have that you haven't maximized? We all have those things right around us. They're just not being executed. All right, so I'm going to recap. We're going to look 1 year in the future, and we're going to say, we're going to do a mind map on a whiteboard or on a mirror, and we're going to do it for all four quadrants. We're going to talk about we're just going to dream. What would the guy on the mountain, what would be true of him? And you can come up with 8 to 10 different things. And then ultimately, you're going to pick one that says, this is what I'm after this year. You're going to link up what the feelings would be if you accomplish that, when you accomplish that at the end of the year. When this is true, I will feel proud, happy, excited. And then you're going to talk about the focus, like what has to be true across behaviors, patterns, and stories. And then finally, you're going to conclude with the facts. On one side of the paper, learn. What do I need to go out and find? On the other side, leverage. So those are, again, 16 more fact maps. You're going to do it for body, and you're going to have those four principles just like we did before. You're going to do it for balance. You're going to do it for being. You're going to do it for business. And this is your annual goal. This is your annual target that you speak with specificity. This is what I'm going to accomplish. It's measurable. You have a burning desire for this thing. I have a burning desire to be 200 pounds at 8%. You need to find that thing for you in body. You need to find that thing for you in business. And so that is how we're going to set up our year. And in the next episode, we're going to come back and say, okay, you talked about where you were. Good job. You got honest. Probably wasn't easy. Probably created some pain. Then we talked about looking forward and we did the same process. You've now got 32 fact maps, 16 of where I am today, 16 of where I want to be in the future. Now we're going to talk about building your plan, setting up benchmarks, not just saying, okay, I got clear where I am. I got clear where I'm going. Good luck. I'll check back in 12 months. Absolutely not. That's what people do with goals. All right, these are going to be targets. They're going to be specific. They're going to be measurable. We're going to have 30-day benchmarks, 90-day benchmarks, And I'm going to teach you how to now let the other shoe hit the ground and really put this thing into action, because that is where the power is. However, you can't even get to that point if you don't do this work now. So if you're following along and you've got 32 fact maps, 16 from episode 2, 16 from occlusion of this one, I would just congratulate you again for being the few who do versus the many who say you're putting this to action. Do the work. There is no easy button. Right now, we're setting up the foundation to create a world of possibility over the next 12 months. And I look forward to joining you in that journey, sharing my stories in that journey, maybe even having a few of you on this show to talk about what you've done with this journey. Can't wait to see that come to reality. Do the work. I will see you at the next episode as we talk about Q1, problems that you're going to accomplish in the gap, and how to set up the next 90 days to be an absolute home run. Talk to you then.